have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Your face, Lord. Well, 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 hallelujah. Lord, change my heart is the song that our beautiful producer has chosen. And today, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for another day that we are able to hear your voice, to get and say, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord. What an awesome privilege it is to be alive and well. I just want to welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wainwright on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We don't take it lightly that you have taken time out of your schedule to join us on today. We're so grateful for this opportunity to serve the Lord. Amen. It's such a blessing to be able to serve. I want to send a shout out to our producer and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We're so grateful for you and our Elation family. We thank God for another day to be here to say you are good, Lord. And not only that, we thank God for you, the listeners, each and every one of you that take the time out to listen in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, your encouragement, your strength. It means so much. And we just bless God for you. For those of you that are joining for the first time, we definitely want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. I also want to honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you so much for your love and your support. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yes, that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Before we begin, we always want to start with a word of prayer. I don't know about you, but we can't make it without the Lord. He is able to do anything but fail. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning, and he's the ending. He's everything we need and more. I want you to take a moment before we go into prayer to think about all of the wonderful things God has done for you. At what point did he fail you? At what point did he disappoint you? At what point did he not fulfill his word? We are proof today as people of God, believers, those that are listening, everyone hearing, that God is good. I want you to keep that in your mind before we begin today's exhortation. I want to share with you on today, we're going to be talking about, can you help me? Let me say it again for you. Can you help me? God bless you. Let us pray. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you and praising you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so honored to know that you love us, you care about us, and you will do what your word says. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Lord, we just ask you to come into this podcast, have your divine will and way, make everything clear according to your word, according to your promise, and we give you the glory in advance. We thank you for every listener listening in, whether live or on the replay. We thank you for our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and our Elation family. I thank you for my family. I bless you for my husband, Dr. Oh, Lord Jesus, I called him Dr. Donald Wright Jr., hallelujah. We just love him, and we thank you, God, for all that you are doing. Praise you for every spoken request, every unspoken request. Have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Meet the needs of your people. Bless those that are doing your will, and bless those that don't know you at all. Have your way. Send Christian laborers in the field, across the past, wherever, however you want to use them for your glory, that the kingdom may be built. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. Cover us all in the blood of Jesus, that where the blood of Jesus is, the enemy cannot come nigh. And we thank you and praise you in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I said it before. I'm going to say it again. What an honor and a privilege it is to be alive and well, to share the gospel, to be able to do what the Lord has called us all to do. Do you know he is able to do anything but fail? On today, we're going to be talking about, can you help me? Can you help me? We're going to be talking about the man at the pool of Bethesda. We're going to be very transparent, and we're going to listen and hear what thus said the Lord. He's amazing. He's wonderful, and he's powerful. We want to begin by letting you know that there are times in your life where you're like the man at the pool of Bethesda. What does that mean? We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about the solution to the problem. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that the only solution we have to every one of our problems is the word of God? Amen. Let's read and let's begin. We'll be studying from the fifth chapter of John, the fifth chapter of John. We'll be reading from the King James Version, and we'll read as such. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. I want to stare, and I want to kind of go over a few things. One, it talked about impotent folk. What is impotent? It means unable to take effective action. Helpless or powerless. I want to read it again. Unable to take effective action. Hallelujah. Helpless or powerful. That's what it means. That's what it means. So what we want to talk about today is what impotent means in the dictionary and how it affects our spiritual lives. All right? So we're on the fourth verse. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first of the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. I want to read that again. Very important for us to get this in our spirit. Number four. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in and was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. I want to stop right there for a moment. I want you to get a good picture of what's going on. First, there was a man that was at the pool of Bethesda who knew at a certain time the angels would come. He also knew at a certain time that the water would be troubled. When the water was troubled, the Bible says the first that went in, after they went in, they were made whole. All right? They were healed. They were made in a condition where you could see them. Hallelujah. And you could see that they were whole. I want to share a few things about seeing and knowing and believing. When he knew that he was there and he knew he needed help, when Jesus came by, Jesus said, "Will thou be made whole?" Have you ever came to a place in your life where you needed the Savior to ask you, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man was aware there was something different about him. He didn't understand in my mind who he was, because had he known he was Jesus, he wouldn't have had any concern when he saw him where he was. He wouldn't have had a thought in the back of his mind that possibly I could not be healed. He wouldn't have had in his mind that things would be different if he had not thought about who he was. I'm kind of glad that the man at the pool of Bethesda went through the process God took him through, that Jesus came and he met him at his point of need. He met him at a desolate place of his life, a place where he knew nobody else could do what he could do. He knew this man needed him, and he knew that he was his way out. Somebody today may feel like you don't have a way out. You may feel like all hope is gone. I want to remind you on today, the same Jesus that stopped the man at the pool of Bethesda, saw his need, asked him, will he be made whole, is the same Jesus that will come into your life and allow you to be made whole. He will allow you to be healed. He will allow you to do what he does best, and that is be an example of his healing. I want you to be encouraged tonight. The Bible says in 14, afterwards, and then let's go back. He didn't even know who Jesus was, that when the Jews came, he couldn't even tell them. Well, he couldn't tell them who he was because there couldn't have been an intimate relationship. So here he has this healing, this miracle, this blessing, and couldn't even say it was Jesus. I want to say something about that, because here's the deal: when Jesus blesses us, when Jesus heals us, when Jesus, all he knew is that he had been healed, and he knew it was no ordinary healing. He knew it was something specific for him when Jesus said, take up thy bed and walk. I love this because he reminds us how close and how sensitive he is to the needs of others. He would not pass him by. The Bible talks about it was a multitude of them that laid in the porches. But yet Jesus saw him and wanted to make him know that healing was accessible to him. I need you to know healing is accessible to you. I know that healing is accessible to me. Come on. And it is beautiful to stand firm, to understand that what he did back then, he's able to do today. He's able to make you whole. Hallelujah. And then he told him, after he found him again, after he didn't know who he was, he said, listen, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, I work. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only has broken the Sabbath, but said, I'm getting excited, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Hallelujah. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater than these, that ye may marvel. Do you know how powerful that is? That Jesus not only is who he is, but he made a bold declaration. His declaration was that he was able to do anything but fail. He proved he was the Son of God, and he stood on all that the Father does. Can we say today that we stand on all that the Father does? Do we take him at his word? The answer is, as believers, we absolutely should. We should stand on the word of God, believing that he makes no mistakes and that his word is true. And the same Jesus is able to do it for us on today. 21, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men, not some of the men, not half of the men, not a fourth of the men, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. What does that mean? It means if we receive Jesus as Lord of our life, we honor our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father. If we do not honor and respect and love and appreciate Jesus as the Son of our Abba Father, we don't honor him. So here's the thing. When you come into the body of Christ, we love our Abba Father, but we honor Jesus. And as we honor him, we honor our Abba Father. Sounds cliche, but there are many people who believe in the Father only and not the Son. There are many who don't receive Jesus in the capacity of which he was created. They don't understand his work on the earth. They don't understand healings. They don't understand his ability to have the authority he has because it was given to him by Abba Father. I need to ask you on today, do you receive the authority in the word of God that he's given you on today? Do you, without a shadow of doubt, know that what he spoke is true? It's not based on your feelings. It's not based on doctor's reports. It's not based on things in this world. It's not based on the crime. It's not based on all these things that are around us in our world that cause us to feel some type of way. He is still Lord of Lords. He is still the King of Kings. He is our elder brother, Jesus. And not only is he our brother, he is still alive and well today. He still reigns and sits on the throne. He still is who he is. I need somebody to catch that on today. He is, hallelujah, who he says he is. Proven it over and over and over in the word of God. But there's nothing better like him proving it to you. I don't know what you've been waiting for. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know if you're in need of a healing. I don't know what is pressing on you. But what I know is Jesus is Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He hears and he answers. I need you to understand your prayer requests aren't going unheard. It may feel like he's silent, but he's working. He may be looking at your heart to believe if he didn't come when you thought he should, that he still got. Do you understand that he doesn't move on our time clock? For a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. That means that even though you may have to wait on him, even though the man at the pool of Bethesda was there for 38 years, he was there as a fact. That he was there was important for Jesus to stop by and make sure he knew that he was Lord. I need you to know on today, Jesus is stopping by. He's coming by some houses. He's coming by some churches. He's coming by some neighborhoods. He's coming by some hospitals. He's coming under some bridges. He's coming to seek that which is lost. He's coming with his authority and his power. He's coming with his strength and his ability to do what he said he will do. I don't want you to lose hope in a situation because he hasn't moved when you thought he would. His word is sure. His word is steady, and he will come through just like he said. He asked the question, wilt thou be made whole? And the man had to understand that he meant him. He had to understand that he was going to do what he said. Hallelujah. He had to understand that he was Lord. 23, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honored not the Son honored not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Let me read that one more time for you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son of Man to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, hallelujah, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Let me read it one more time. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not mine own, but the will of the Father, which hath sent. Listen, I pray you hear what thus saith the Lord, that you are hearing that we are in him. And being in him, we honor the Father and the Son. And he did said, greater work shall we do in his name. Go back to where the word says greater works he was going to do, that we shall marvel. I want you to think about the last time you saw something that was so powerful that you knew only God could do it. I want you to go back and think about how many times the enemy sought your life. The Lord kept you for his promises. He kept you that somebody could marvel at you. I want you to go back and I want you to think about how many times the Lord has delivered you in your life. How many times he's shown up when man gave up. How many times has he stood faithfully and surely and did what he said he would do because he promised you that it would be all right. He never makes a promise he doesn't keep. He never will tell you he's going to do something and never come through. He said if you believe on him and you receive him, you shall have everlasting life. I don't know what is in the mind of one that could say there is no God. When I look around and I see green trees that I never made, that you never made, the colors, the earth, all that's in the earth, all the beauty we see, there is a God. I can't understand the mind of someone who says he doesn't love me. When you're breathing each and every day and something that is in the inside of you bears witness with the truth that there's no one that can allow you to breathe but him. I don't understand the mind of someone who would be so quick to not assume or assume that not only is he alive, but say, where is he? You feel the wind, but you never see it. But it's still the wind. We go through a lot of things in this world. And there are a lot of questions, I understand. But at the end of the day, there's an assurance in our spirits that let us know he is real. If it's not your miracle that you're seeking, you can look at somebody else's miracle and know he's alive. When I see and hear my sister, Dr. Kimmy, I know he's alive. When I hear and see my husband, I know he's alive. When I hear and even hear myself, I know he's alive. When I see victory in the lives of others, to recognize when there was something that was there that the enemy thought he won, hallelujah, but he didn't. We are testimonies of God's goodness, not just us, but every believer. And you may not have been saved when he saved you. You may not have been saved, I mean, when he healed you. But he was faithful, and he is just, and he will follow through on what he said. He just don't want you to forget it. He don't want you to doubt that he is who he is. So that scripture that talks about how he leaves those things and healings for us to marvel at, I want you to begin to look around you. I want you to look in your family, on your neighborhood block, anywhere you are. Just sit there quiet and still. Just look around. I want you to pay attention at every story you know that the enemy meant for bad, but you can see the truth of what God did, that the truth is there. Don't be deceived with things that are not true. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. There are times you're going to have to keep going back to him and say, Lord, I thank you. Not just give me what I want, but Lord, hallelujah, I thank you for what you've done for me, what you're doing for me, what you will do for me. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. It didn't matter that the Jews were after him. When you come into the body of Christ, you may not know at that moment what you're called to do. You may not even know at that moment which way to go. All you know is that your heart longs and yearns to be with him. That same feeling, that same assurance, that same peace should be upon you today. It's not something you just feel one time. There are many people who have not established a relationship with the Lord. I want you to know he is good. He is able. And he will come and see about you. If it's been a while, just know he's coming to see about you. I need you not to give up, not to let the enemy trick you. There is a blessing in the waiting. Had the man at the pool of Bethesda given up, he would have had the opportunity to meet Jesus where he was. I need to say that again. Had the man at the pool of Bethesda giving up, he wouldn't have had the opportunity. He wouldn't have had the opportunity to be with and to see him and get his miracle. A day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day with the Lord. I need you to hold true to his word. I need you to get to know him. Don't be moved by what you feel and you see. Trust him in all things. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That is raised against thou. Thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the saints, and our righteousness is with him, saith the Lord of hosts. Know your word. Know your promises. Know he won't leave you orphans. He knows how to heal. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to put the enemy in his place. And even when they sought after him, because his authority, your authority, my authority in the Lord doesn't change because of a circumstance. Your authority remains intact regardless of what you feel, what you see, what you experience, because you're connected to our elder brother Jesus in a Christian relationship. Now, this brings me to a place that we always talk about, and I need you to hear me on today. There is something about repenting and accepting Jesus as Lord. What does that mean? That means pouring out before him those things that disappointed him, that kept one from him, and being truthful and honest and laying it on the altar and giving him your all and allowing him to cleanse and deliver and give you strength to do his will. I'm going to tell you. You will be talked about. You will be made fun of. You will be rejected. And I still will say to you, stand. Having done all, to stand. Because if we partake of him and he went through it, we too shall go through it. And when we go through these things, we must know he overcame them all. Nay, Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. If we keep that in mind, no matter what life can bring, oh, you lost your job, he can handle it. You lost your home. He can handle it. Trouble all around you. He can handle it. Loss of funding to not take care of your needs. He can handle it. Body aching, racking with pain. He can heal you. Anything and everything that the enemy can throw your way, as a believer, we have an assurance he is able to do anything but fail. I said to someone the other day, we were discussing some things, and they went on to tell me about some things. And I said, hey, can I remind you of what the word says? The word says, and we know all things, hallelujah, work together for good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. You have to know that it's working for your good. I just stopped by today to encourage you to know that it's working for your good. Can you help me? Whatever it is our brothers and sisters need. We go to the Father, that the Father can hear us. We call in the name of Jesus. That's how we honor him. And the Father hears us. Father answers us. Somebody said, oh, it don't take out. Oh, but it does. The word just told you. If you honor the Son, you honor the Father. So when you pray, honor the Son. Honor the Son. And let God lead, guide, and direct you. He will not fail you. He will not forget about you. And even when it's the roughest, ask him, can you help me when you can't go another step? Can you help me in a sincere heart, in a sincere mind? And I promise you, he will answer you. Maybe you walked away from him. Maybe you thought, I can do this thing all by myself. I remind you, we just read it. Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself. We can do nothing of ourselves. We do all things as believers, as unto the Lord. We wait on him. We move by him. We call on him. We trust him. And what I've learned in this life, when you call on the name of the Lord and you wait on him, he's going to come. I'm a living witness today. He's coming through. So it doesn't make you in a frame of mind that perhaps you've gone through so much that God wasn't with you. It's the exact opposite, that when you go through so much, he's exactly with you when you're connected to him. If you don't know him today and haven't received him as Lord, you must believe in your heart and confirm mouth that Jesus is Lord. And he will come. You don't have to go through a bunch of rituals and all the what church you went to. If you call on the name of the Lord right now, he will answer you. And the Bible says that you will be saved. Amen. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. So we bless God for the word. We thank God that he's able. We're asking that you continue to fall in the arms of Jesus. He's able to do anything but fail. We love you on today. We pray that this exhortation has blessed you. Pray that all is well in your life. We're at home, so if a door rings, so you all continue to pray for us, that the Lord will continue to lead, guide, and direct us. And thank you for your prayers, for those of you that are praying for us and praying for me. I appreciate you so very, very much. You just don't know how important it is to love others and yet know that God will love on you. So I encourage you on today to do what thus said the Lord. If this is your birthday month, I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. I want you to know, hallelujah, through something that only God can do, we are praying for you. If you've lost a loved one, things are tight, things are going haywire, know that we're praying for you. I also want to encourage you to understand there are times that we all need the Lord, and he will be what we need him to be. Be encouraged on today. Serve him with gladness. no matter what it is, and watch him work it out for you. I want to remind you that on every day is a day of Thanksgiving. I want to encourage you that if you have a need, can receive help in the St. Louis area. We have the United Way. You dial 211 and you will get a representative that will intake your situation and provide tools, help for you. And if you need additional information, they'll let you know that. The St. Louis County Library, that's slcl.org, slcl.org, has diapers and personal care items for women. If you are in the area, please, by all means, contact them. Go to slcl.org to look up the nearest branch by you, and they will be able to help you. That's slcl.org. We also want you to be encouraged and know that the Urban League St. Louis, Urban League St. Louis, has an opportunity for those that are in need to contact them as well. They have over 55 programs that they can connect you to. You can look them up at ulstl.com. We have some events that are coming up that we want to share with you. We want you to be encouraged and strengthened to know that there are great things happening in our city, and we are grateful that God is doing an amazing work. Amen. He is doing something amazing in our city and in our world. I'm looking up this one. Okay. I want you to know that there is an event coming up this weekend called Wake Up Louis. Again, that's Wake Up St. Louis. It will be held in the O'Fallon Park in St. Louis, O'Fallon Park. It's going to be Saturday, September the 17th, and it will be, hallelujah, at O'Fallon Park from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. There will be special guests there that will be able to speak life into you. For more information, you can contact Eric Cross. The number is 314-497-8314. This is going to be an anti-gun tool event. It's going to teach families how to come together and how to be able to survive in times like this. Again, that's the Wake Up St. Louis. I need you to know that you are not a victim. Hallelujah. You are not a victim. You are a conqueror. Hallelujah. Let me go back to this announcement. You are not a victim, with our very own Pastor Alicia Curry. That is going to be on this weekend, September the 17th, on at 7 p.m. I'm trying to pull up. I'm so sorry. My announcement's here. Hallelujah. I'm getting a lot of interference on my computer. Just give me one moment here, and I'll be back with you. Hallelujah. Somebody praying for me? There we go. Now, give me a moment. It's pulling up. I do apologize. Had a little stopping right there. But I want you to know this is going to be a powerful women's conference. It is to help women understand you are not a victim. You are victorious. You are healed. You are whole. And this is going to bless your world. And for more information, I want you to contact Alicia Curry. That's Pastor First Lady Alicia Curry. We also say happy anniversary to you and your husband, Pastor Lo Curry. God bless you all on your anniversary today and your upcoming event that is coming up for the Women's Conference. I want you to know you can contact her, reach out to her on Facebook under Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E, and you'll be able to find out more information about the conference. We thank you so very much for attending to that. Also, on Monday nights, you can contact us, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook, or Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then that is 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. Meet us back here on Elation Radio for Just For You, and you will hear that podcast at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and meet us at the club every second and fourth Friday. You can meet us on Clubhouse, the Women of Elations, our visionary Dr. Kimmy Robinson, with From Ashes to Beauty at 9 p.m. on the second and the fourth Fridays. Please download Clubhouse and look for our page, From Ashes to Beauty. Click on that club, join that club, and meet us in the room at 9 p.m. I want to thank you today for your love, again, your prayers, your patience. There's so much that can happen in life, but give God the glory anyhow. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, as always, for helping, for being there for all of us at the Elation family. And in the future weeks, sooner than you think, we'll have some exciting news for you, the listening audience. Thank you again for listening on today to Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Again, you can reach me at M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. And I promise you, we'll get back to you. I thank you again for listening in. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior. Thank you for coming in. We welcome all those that receive you, and for those that are calling themselves closer to you, we say thank you, God. Thank you for our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, for the Elation family, for all that is concerning each and every one of our lives. We say thank you, God. You are worthy. You are more than enough. You are our Abba Father, and we thank you for our brother Jesus. Thank you that you hear and that you answer prayer. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. Be with us each and every day. Look upon my family this weekend, oh God, as we bury our Aunt Ruby Dean. God, I know you're with the family, and I know you're going to take care of us. And I ask that, God, you come in and have your divine way for all traveling, whether it's from near or far, for coming to St. Louis or going somewhere else. Bless those under the sound of my voice that hear, God, that you may be glorified and lifted up. Not only protect us and keep us, cover our families in the blood, cover all that's connected in the blood of Jesus. Help us on today, oh God. We need you like never before. No weapon, hallelujah, form will prosper, oh God. We thank you for the victory in your word, and we thank you that it is well. Have your divine will and way. We trust you, we thank you, and we honor you on today. Lord, do something special that those that heard your word will understand and know that we will marvel at your words. Thank you again for all that you've done and all that you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you for listening to the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. We'll see you back here Wednesday, if the Lord says the same, at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to support your loved ones, family, and friends. Let them know that you love them. Amen. It's so important. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Chief. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Have your way. You can take it away, Dr. Kimmy Robinson.
I'm really